All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lions signing last night at about 7 o'clock, 6:45, bringing in Kevin Zeitler, 34-year-old, kind of a war dog. You know, and again, is he better pass blocking guard than run? Yes, but he's a good guard. One of PFF's top 20 last year.
You keep your strength of strength.
Right. And now I think we can go into this draft pressure free. Never been able to do it before. I don't have any particular thing I think they have to do.
No. Now they can go and draft your guy and bring him in and groom him in to be the next guard.
And again, for those of you who are going to be like, well, don't you want a pass rusher? Yes, I do. But that's like relief pitching. You can never have enough of those. That'll never go away. I'm saying that if Brad Holmes thinks a wide receiver is the best move at 29, I could defend it. A corner, I can defend it. An O-lineman, I can defend it.
Literally, for the first time, you can really say best player available. Who's ever at the top of the list, oh, okay, well, you didn't plan on taking this wide receiver. Or, heck, at this point, Mike, if they said, you know what, there's a tight end that slid. Okay, sure.
Oh, we're going to do what the Patriots used to do. The old Gronk and serial killer double dip.
Yeah, you don't have to have Skipper come in as eligible. You can have a real tight end.
Yeah, like this guard just fell to us that we had a high first-round grade on, but now we can get him, you know, 20, no problem.
Like, it's a weird place, Kenny. It's a weird spot to be in. I mean, it shows you you're a Super Bowl team. You have to begin recognizing that and operating that way. It's right here, right now. It's why ESPN is dumb. We'll talk about that. Let's go to Ivory to lead things off on a Tuesday. Hi, Ivory.
Hey, good afternoon to you guys.
What's
hey.
Up?
Yeah, so, you know, what I really like about what their approach is, and it all comes in winning for the most part, because if they haven't been successful pretty much as they've been over the last year or so, this might change things. You know, winning solves a lot of things. But I think also, like, what I really like is, at this point, like you said, no pressure. You know, you could, for me personally, my number one on my list is you want to keep your strength of strength to keep the ball rolling. I mean, like, if somebody like a Dunze or Neighbors fell to 29, which is not going to happen, of course you take them. Mm-hmm. But I would still draft offensive linemen, you know, like Powers Johnson or if Graham Barton is there. Because, you know, what better way to learn than from the vets already on the roster? And also, like you said, you know, to just, you know, if somebody gets injured or anything. And it just creates such a pressure-free environment for them to where they can continue to keep the ball rolling with their youth. And you know, that's why that ESPN take was just so dumb. If you really studied and understood the situation, because now they can just go out there and continue. And also financially to keep, you know, high-powered talent rolling through the organization at a cheap cost. Winning and then getting these one-year deals where you're not paying these guys all this money and you have these young, affordable talent for 4-5 years just waiting in the wings for you to continue, you know, that window.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You get the depth because last year, what was the big thing? When Jonah didn't play, the line wasn't the same, and those were the games that the Lions ended up losing. Now You have somebody already on the bench backing them up. I like what
if
Ivory said.
Take a guard.
Yeah, if they take anybody on the O-line. But I like what Ivory said. What better way to learn how to become a professional than to learn from this line? They're teaching you hands-on, rookie, do this, don't do that.
And I don't want people to be bummed out. Like, oh, we have the draft here this year, and it doesn't. You don't need sizzle. It really doesn't matter who you take at 29.
It doesn't.
You take whoever you want.
Your excitement came during the playoff run. That's what real teams get excited about. Real teams don't get excited about the draft. Kansas City wasn't going head over heels last year with the draft in Kansas City for that final pick. Okay? They weren't. Why? They were celebrating still from the previous season. So, yeah, you want to see some flashy name. But Lions fans, you've graduated from the fact that the draft is not your Super Bowl anymore. You know what's your Super Bowl? The real Super Bowl. That's what your new goal is. Not to appease the fans for the summertime to get the season tickets up, to keep interest there. Interest is going to be there for the rest of the from now until the season starts.
Go to Dan, 97.1. Danny, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, so just thank you for taking my call. Want to start with a question. I'm not hearing much. You know, we're not there day by day. But if you guys can we talk about Houston as a edge rusher? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, of course. I think what you're seeing, Dan, this is just my opinion, they are betting big. The Houston is the guy who had that 7-game run as a rookie, and they're betting they have their edge rusher guy. I don't know if they're going to be right, but yeah, I think that's what their actions are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, so that's my thoughts. I'm thinking that they're really going to bet on Houston, and I'm preparing for the Super Bowl. And if Houston can have a breakout year, like you guys pointed out, we're in a great position. We got some cap space, but now we're drafting the best player on the board. And you can't beat that.
No, and I think it does. Dan, it allows Holmes, and I'm not saying – see, this is the key. I'm not saying what he should do because I think by bringing in Zeitler last night, it kind of completed things. If he sees a corner he really likes, just work with me on this. Let's say he sees a guy he's got a top 15 grade on, and he believes that player is going to be gone by 21 or 22. If he wanted to, he'd go up and get that player. And to Rico's point, that player doesn't have to start right away. But you know what that player does? He competes with Cam Sutton for those reps. Mm-hmm. It just, he has.
So he sees a Wiggins option. Or a Rakestraw.
Right.
He's waiting right there like,
because if there's one thing we've learned to trust him on, it would be these high draft picks. Look, it was never about Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, I just don't like taking running backs. I said you'll like the player, but I'm not going to pay him in 5 years. But he hasn't missed in that regard. Like, I was the one who, I supported the J-Mo pick. Then J-Mo did everything wrong for a year and a half. Now, J-Mo maybe started to grow up towards the end of last year. Now, does he hit this? Like, this has to be the year he hits.
Bruh, if J-Mo does what he did in the NFC Championship game, Lions fans are going to fall in love with that man.
They have to.
It got lost in the wash because everybody was so upset with losing to San Francisco. But when you rewatch that game, that was J-Mo's coming out game. He was him running in the touchdown, catching the touchdown late, making catches. You pair that up with Amon-Ra, you got your tandem that you've been waiting 2 years for.
And again, it's the other reason. If after this offseason now, Rico, they could take a wide receiver, I can make sense of it. Depending on how the player profile.
Donnie Mitchell.
Why not? I mean, Josh Reynolds is back on a one-year deal. Bye. What do you got after Amon-Ra? Unproven J-Mo and nothing. I could make a case they could take a wide receiver.
So, yeah, they brought back DPJ for another year.
What does that mean?
It's the big receiver.
Okay, then. Sully, 97.1. What's up, Sully?
Hey, fellas. You guys are blowing my mind this afternoon.
What is that?
You guys, in the first 3 minutes, you hit the two main things that I've said since the start of free agency, and it blows my mind. And you torpedoed my wheelhouse. You know, it's weird because I went into free agency. I'm in old Lion fan mode. You know, all right, it's free agency. You know, draft what you need. I mean, pick up what you need. You know, free agents, pick them up. Need. And I stopped and go, wait a minute. We really don't need anything. Okay, well, look at the draft. All right. Fantasy time. Pick anything, you know, you want or need. Well, I don't need anything. I really don't want anything. And it was like an epiphany. I'm like, whoa, this is uncharted territory here.
It is. You know? It is, because it means you've risen to being one of the elite teams. And you're so structurally built right.
Right. Now, see, I agreed with you at first, Mikey, and then I agreed with Reeks, and now I'm going to go radical here. Okay, we figured out we don't really need anything. We figured out that there's not, you know, you could want anything. We really don't have a real desire. And like Reek said, you know, take that 29th pick and trade back for more picks. But then I thought, you know what? They'll just go all in, push all them chips in. Because to move up from 29 to 1 would be ridiculous. Who do you think and where is he going to fall in the draft? The second best edge rusher, you know, who is it and what pick you think he goes at?
Oh, boy. I mean, Dallas Turner projects to go top 12. It's not a great year for edge rush guys. My guess, I can go and look. I don't have it all in front of me. My guess would be somewhere in the high teens that once Turner would go off the board, another edge would hit somewhere by 15 or 16. Does that?
Yeah.
Seem about right. Jared Verse, Dallas Turner.
I think Turner goes first. Verse will probably, I think he's in the high teams.
But and that's the whole, if it's not me. If he determines, hey, this guy's a superstar, and he wants to move up and go get him, I don't think anybody can say anything. And that's the best way to draft. I know it won't lead to the most electric topics where it's like, no, they must do X. I don't have a must do.
See, I guess I'm thinking because you gave up one of your third round picks already that maybe you may be trying to trade back to gain that pick.
All right, but
yeah, if it's somebody
if you're
there,
going all in, if you love a player, be
then yeah, you sacrifice it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.